The theory that advanced beings from another planet may have assisted in building the Great Pyramid of Giza is not something new, and when you think about it, it's not as crazy as it may sound. What else could explain how some of the most amazing and mysterious engineering feats in human history were accomplished? Moving massive stone blocks, apparently quarried from many miles away, and assembling them into something so colossal and precise seems like an insurmountable task, even today, with all the machinery and knowledge we possess. How did the ancients manage it so many thousands of years ago without the use of modern construction techniques and tools? How did they align the position of the pyramids with the Orion constellation and the shaft openings to the Sirius and Draco constellations? Logically, it appears the ancient Egyptians must have known something or someone that we didn't. Some say that only those who have access to advanced technology would be able to create such a masterpiece. The creation of the Pyramid of Giza required extremely advanced mathematical, architectural, engineering, geological, geographical, and even astronomical knowledge. Only then would they be able to create such a massive stone structure with perfect mathematical alignment. Then again, maybe we aren't giving them the respect that they deserve. The ancient Egyptians were awfully smart, so maybe they could well have built their own pyramids without any help from extraterrestrials. But the fact is, of the seven wonders of the ancient world, not only is the Great Pyramid of Giza the only one still standing, but it was already almost 2,000 years old when other cultures began to build their wonders. And that is, if we believe what they tell us in school, that the pyramids are around 4,000 years old, which according to recent revelations is not true. Archaeological and geological discoveries prove that the pyramids were actually built around 10,000 years ago, a time when humans were believed to still be living in caves. All of these inconsistencies lead many people to believe in the stranger explanation, the only one which actually makes sense. Those who believe in the ancient astronaut theory have more reasons than the complexity of pyramid design to think that ancient alien visitors may have had a hand in the development and even in the creation of early civilizations. The head of Cairo University's archaeology department, Professor Dr. Alaa Shaheen, has allegedly stated in a conference on ancient Egyptian science that there might be truth in the theory that ancient alien visitors may have been responsible for building the pyramids of Giza. Being further questioned by Mr. Marek Novak, a delegate from Poland, as to whether the pyramid might still contain alien technology within its structure, Dr. Shaheen was vague and replied, "I cannot confirm or deny this, but there is something inside the pyramid that is not of this world." Is there enough evidence to conclude that visitors from another planet have been here for thousands of years, guiding and influencing the advancement of mankind? Or were the ancients far more advanced than we could possibly imagine? Has some important information about our past been lost through the ages? Of course, we'll probably never know for sure, but let's take a closer look and explore the shocking facts, the mind-blowing theories, and the fascinating possibilities about the true origin of the greatest and the most mysterious structure on our planet. Let's start by discussing how were the Egyptian pyramids built. Assuming the pyramids were built by human hands makes it very hard to explain how 2.5 million blocks were individually cut with extreme precision. Most of the blocks that comprise the Great Pyramid are solid limestone and granite. The limestone blocks, weighing nearly 3 tons each, were likely taken from local sources. But the granite blocks, some over 70 tons, were hauled from a site over 500 miles away. Carrying such a weight, no matter what technique or ancient tool you use, is absolutely impossible. How did a civilization that didn't even discover the wheel at that time move these things to the site? And when they got them there, how did they even put them into place with such precision? Keep in mind, We are talking about structures which are perhaps the oldest ones in existence still standing. Over time, earthquakes and erosion were responsible for what we see today. It's important to keep in mind that the pyramids originally had an outer casing of white limestone blocks that were perfectly polished and fitted. For thousands of years, they looked like gleaming, shining structures, reflecting the sun in a magnificent way. According to Mark Antony, the famous Roman general, the Pyramid of Giza was visible from 160 kilometers and was shining like a precious jewel. To achieve such marvelous results, each block would have to be precisely cut. How can any ancient civilization cut solid blocks with laser-like precision and fit them perfectly in place? How did they lift and transport the rocks from their original position, 500 miles away? How did they move across the terrain, desert, water, and sand, and then lift them on top of each other in order to build the pyramid? Even if the workers had achieved the impossible and unimaginable feat of 10 blocks piled up on top of each other a day, they would have assembled the 2.5 million stone blocks into the stone pyramid in about 250,000 days. That's 664 years, not even long enough for the one whom it was supposedly built to see its completion. They say that the pyramids were built as tombs for the mummified pharaohs, but not a single mummy was ever found inside the Great Pyramids. We talked about the real purpose of the pyramids in another video, and I think all of us who watched it can agree that they were definitely not tombs, and their purpose was far greater and sophisticated. The more we learn about the Pyramid of Giza, the harder it is to believe it was even built by the Egyptians. Even if we accept that the Egyptian civilization actually existed 10,000 years ago, the questions are still overwhelming. The Egyptians had no knowledge of modern geology, and without this knowledge, it is impossible for such a construction not to crumble or sink. In the modern construction industry, the engineers consider acceptable a sinking rate of 6 inches in 100 years. In 4,000 years, according to the official version, the Great Pyramid, weighing 6,350,000 tons, that's 14 billion pounds, had sunk only 0.5 of an inch. Even if the age of the pyramid was around 4,000 years old, and not around 10,000 years like most of us can agree, a sink of 0.5 inches is definitely some otherworldly architectural accomplishment. Furthermore, in modern construction, it's an extraordinary achievement to keep each side of the building at a deviation of 6 inches. But the Great Pyramid has a deviation of only 0.25 of an inch. This is impossible to replicate today, even with our entire modern technology. The stone blocks are placed with a tolerance of 1,000 to 2,000th of an inch, so precisely that a razor blade doesn't fit between them. According to mathematicians, during the construction of the pyramids, the Egyptians should have used several very advanced concepts and formulas, which have allegedly been discovered only thousands of years later. The geographical orientation of the Great Pyramid is probably the most amazing characteristic. Its sides are almost perfectly placed from north to south and from east to west, being perfectly oriented on Earth's true north. The true north can only be calculated on a map of the planet by using the longitudinal lines, and it's different than the magnetic north, which is indicated by the compass. How was a civilization from the quasi-stone age capable of determining the true north? Also, the Great Pyramid is located at the center of all the landmass of the Earth. The east-west parallel that crosses the most land and the north-south meridian that crosses the most land intersect at the exact location of the Great Pyramid. All of these are indicators of a structure built in extreme mathematical alignment with our planet, but the incredible traits do not end there. The construction of the Great Pyramid shows extraordinary astronomical knowledge as well. The constructors could measure the day, the year, and could precisely determine the equinox. They knew that Earth is a sphere and knew how to accurately calculate its longitude and latitude. The Great Pyramid is considered to be the most important construction in Earth's history, but there is not a single image, drawing, artifact, or inventory list, no registry or depiction to tell of its construction by any ancient civilization. The Egyptians left us 3,000 years of written and photographic history covering their entire history, but nothing about the pyramids of Giza. It makes you wonder why. Perhaps the reason is simply that the pyramids weren't part of their history. But if the Egyptians are not the constructors of the pyramids, then who is? If we can't find any information about the pyramids in any of the ancient Egyptian writings, perhaps we should look elsewhere. Perhaps we should study the ancient texts of a civilization even older than the Egyptian one. The very first civilization to even develop the writing system. In ancient Mesopotamia, beginning somewhere around 4000 BC, there was a fertile region called Sumer, and a people we refer to as Sumerians. These people, like the Egyptians, were pretty advanced for the age in which they lived. They had an advanced knowledge of mathematics and architecture, and are considered the creators of civilization, as modern humans understand it. The Sumerians are also the first civilization to record history, which gives us some astonishing revelations. Studying the ancient Sumerian writings, we know they revered gods they called the Anunnaki, which literally means those who from heaven to earth came. And not only the Sumerians. Apparently, other cultures in Mesopotamia knew of these deities as well. These days, the Anunnaki are at the center of a great deal of debate regarding ancient alien visitations and what exactly the ancient people saw. Many people believe the Anunnaki creation story is not just mythology. In fact, the Sumerians themselves admit that all knowledge they possess was actually given to them by these beings. They believe that these beings came from the heavens and passed their advanced knowledge to mankind, alongside a portion of their extraterrestrial DNA. Hence, they became our creator gods. Back in the 1970s, after studying, translating, and interpreting the ancient Sumerian texts, the late Zechariah Sitchin realized they revealed stunning information about the origins of the human race. He then wrote a series of books where he put forward his theories. Sitchin believed that according to the Sumerian tablets, these beings, called the Anunnaki, originate from a distant planet called Nibiru, a rogue planet that takes thousands of years to orbit the sun. You can find the whole story of the Anunnaki by watching the video in the top right corner. Long story short, these alien visitors decided to modify the prehistoric humans, Homo erectus, by incorporating the Anunnaki DNA and creating a new slave species. In the blink of an eye, Homo sapiens was born. As you can probably imagine, many have found issue with Sitchin's revelations and his interpretation of ancient texts, but others have stood behind his work and found further evidence to support it. According to those who back the ancient astronaut theory, evidence of alien visitations are all over the planet if you know where to look. Religious texts, art, and architecture of the ancient world are packed with direct references to extraterrestrial visitors from another world. Their technology was so advanced that the ancients started to worship them as gods, as some supernatural beings who can fly, who can create life, who can build massive structures, without them even knowing that this is nothing more than advanced science and technology. This theory is the only thing left which can actually explain the creation of all of these megalithic structures scattered around the planet in every continent we know. Structures which were absolutely impossible to build by any ancient civilization. Continuing to study the ancient Sumerian tablets and their stories about the time when the Anunnaki were roaming the earth, we found a passage which may be a direct reference to the pyramids of Giza. After the great biblical flood, which in the Sumerian tablets is referred to as the Great Deluge, we found passages explaining how the Anunnaki gods started a rebuilding process and raised very sophisticated structures created to sustain such catastrophes. In the 10th Sumerian tablet, we find a very interesting passage which reads, "Let the heart of the plain, the heavens, reflect." So did Enlil to Enki suggests. Once Enki to this agreed, Enlil from the skies of distances took measures. Indeed, studying the pyramids, not only those at Giza, but all pyramids and megalithic structures around the world, we can find this striking similarity. They're all precisely aligned with star constellations. Starting from the pyramids of Giza, going all the way to Mexico in the ancient pyramids of Teotihuacan, and even in the layout of the ancient Native American Hopi villages in the southwest, the natural structure of the three mesas also aligns with the three stars in the belt of Orion. Even the Xi'an pyramids in China are aligned with Orion. Furthermore, if you draw a straight line from each of the most well-known ancient sites, you will discover that they're not only aligned with the stars, but they're also aligned with each other, which clearly suggests they were built by the same beings in specific strategic places. It's hard trusting an ancient tablet telling stories of beings coming from the sky and constructing structures aligned with the stars. But when these stories are backed up with real evidence, and it's clear as day that all major monuments around the globe are aligned with the stars, you have to start wondering, were the Sumerians telling the truth? If you still don't believe in the otherworldly origin of the pyramids of Giza, take a look at another passage from the Sumerian tablets. On a tablet, the image of smooth-sided, skyward rising peaks from them he drew. If it can be done, let it so be. And Enlil, with approved, said, "Let them also as beacons serve." This passage, just like the first one, is not very specific, and it's hard to tell if it's really referring to the Pyramid of Giza. But the following passage is very specific, and reading it carefully leaves no room for doubt. It reads, "On the flatland, above the river's valley, Ningishida, a scale model built. The rising angles and four smooth sides with it he perfected. Next to it, a larger peak he placed. Its sides to earth's four corners he set. By the Anunnaki, with their tools of power, were its stones cut and erected. Beside it, in a precise location, the peak that was its twin he placed." I think it's obvious to say that this passage clearly refers to the Pyramid of Giza, which is the only structure aligned precisely with the Earth's four corners, as we explained earlier. The passage states that the pyramids were built by the Anunnaki being known as Ningishida, who was the son of Enki, and was later known to the Egyptians as Thoth, the god of wisdom and knowledge. It also explains how the Anunnaki used their tools of power to cut and put in place the massive stone blocks. Another mystery for which we had no explanation as of now. It seems that erecting pyramids was probably a small effort for these beings, and as a result, we have already discovered thousands of pyramids all over the planet. But if an advanced ancient interstellar civilization initiated massive pyramid construction on our planet, wouldn't we find some pyramids or remains of pyramids on other planets as well? Well, we actually did. On July 20th, 1976, the satellite called Viking 1 became the first spacecraft to land successfully on Mars' surface and successfully performed its mission. During Viking's mission of exploring Mars, NASA received some shocking photographs. The first one shows a humanoid-shaped construction which stretches for miles. For some reason, NASA refused to photograph the area again, and only after much pressure from many institutions, NASA agreed to take one more photograph. In 1979, Viking sent a second photograph, showing the same structure but from a different angle. In the vicinity of the face, an ancient pyramid appeared. As always, NASA rushed to deny the discovery, telling us that what we see is just an optical illusion. Much later, when technology advanced, a special program was used in order to three-dimensionally shape the pictures. Thanks to this technology, it was determined that the Martian face is 460 meters high and over 1.7 kilometers long. The study of other pictures close to that area show multiple pyramids. This area received the name the Sidonia Complex, and the pyramid was called the D&M Pyramid. In time, multiple studies showed that the Giza pyramids are in fact a replica of those from the Sidonia Complex, which are far older. Even our Sphinx is placed in the same position to our pyramids as the Martian Sphinx is located to the Sidonia pyramids. Going even further, the studies showed that the placement of the Giza complex on Earth is on the exact same coordinates as the Sidonia complex on Mars. In conclusion, I think we can agree that we know little to nothing regarding our real history and our true origin. Like the 20th century French poet Charles Péguy says, "It's impossible to write ancient history because we do not have enough sources, and impossible to write modern history because we have too many." If you want to learn more about the Anunnaki and their connection to our ancient history, make sure to visit humansarefree.com. The link is in the description below. Please let us know what you think about the purpose and origin of the Great Pyramid of Giza in the comments below. As always, thank you for watching, and if you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button. And if you're new, please hit subscribe and the bell next to it for future notifications.